I'd like to call the meeting of the Iowa Methodist Foundation's annual membership meeting to order. I am Larry Cobb, president of the board of directors, and it's certainly been a privilege to serve in that function this year. I'd like to start by just taking a moment to recognize Kevin Gowdy and Terry Miller. They're sitting over here. If we could get them to stand for just a minute. They are the primary individuals who have provided the leadership and direction for the foundation. In keeping with the conference's goal this year of going paperless, there is not a report in front of you, but you can find that information at the Iowa United Methodist Foundation website. That is on the screen now, iumf.org. And there will be a kind of a little button to push there where you could see this information in its totality. It will certainly be on the screen here while we conduct the annual meeting. Let's begin by just taking a look at the assets of the foundation. At the beginning of the year, on January 1, total assets stood at $27,008,000. During the year, new gifts and investments came in totaling about $4 million. Interest and dividends income coming into the foundation totaled $800,000. Distributions going back out to the various account holders within the foundation were $2.9 million, and change in market value was $474,000 on the negative side. This left total foundation assets at December 31 at $28,426,000, an increase of about $1.4 million. In addition to that, the foundation also oversees what is the Church Building Fund. This totals just short of $8 million. So as of December 31st, 2011, total assets stood at $36,207,000, a very nice increase for the year. The next chart that will be on the screen illustrates where those foundation assets are actually invested. The two primary categories, if you notice, 40% is in a balanced fund. Many of the accounts that utilize the foundation have chosen a balanced fund for their investments. The goal of the balanced fund is to provide not only income, but also provide the opportunity for growth. So again, approximately 40% of the foundation assets reside in this investment. The second largest category is the Building Fund Trust. And again, this is an account where dollars are available to be loaned to various churches or agencies for building projects or remodeling projects. But those are the two largest categories that make up our investment portfolio. The real story is not just in those assets, but it's really in the actions of ministry and mission that these funds enable. What does it mean to the Iowa United Methodist Church to have a foundation? Approximately $2.5 million of income was returned to churches, agencies, and the annual conference. $92,000 of gifts was given through the foundation to 29 different ministries and missions. $454,000 of income was returned to individuals who have invested in the foundation. Just over $3 million of loans were provided to churches or agencies as a means of providing funds for either building or renovating projects within their local congregations. And finally, 92 scholarships totaling just under $100,000 were given to United Methodist students. So it's not just that we have assets and have been privileged to manage those assets, but it's the fact that from those assets we are able to achieve and accomplish goals within the United Methodist Church. The next portion of the report, of our report will be presented by Dean Schlitter, Board of Directors Treasurer.
Thank you, Larry. Our bylaws call for the presentation of the current year's balanced operating budget at this, our annual membership meeting. You could call what Larry and I are presenting the sermon on the amount. Sorry. Please take a look at this slide. Our budgeted revenues total $337,133, with 4% coming from capital campaign fees, 8% of the total from conference support, 1% from the contributions to the foundation, 9% through foundation accounts investment income, and 78% from service fees from investment management. Our budgeted expenses, as you see, total $337,133, with approximately 70% of the total budgeted for employee salaries, benefits, and payroll taxes, a fairly typical percentage for nonprofit organizations of this type and size. I'm also pleased to report that the 2011 independent audit is complete, and we received a good and clean report. The report is available for reviewing at the Foundation office located at the Conference Center. In addition to my treasurer's report, I am presenting the slate of nominees for your consideration and approval. One nominee for a second term of 1 year is Sheldon Howarder for 2013. Two nominees for a second term of 4 years, James Buchanan and Janice Keene, 2016. And four nominees for a first term of 4 years, John Helgerson, Chris Manning, Mark Martinez, and Doug Peters. All will begin these terms on July 1st, 2012, if elected. I present this slate, recruited by the Iowa United Methodist Foundation Nominations Committee and ratified by the Iowa United Methodist Foundation Board of Directors, to this meeting of the annual membership of the Iowa United Methodist Foundation. If in favor of this slate, I ask you to please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
If opposed, nay. And the ayes have it. Mr. President, my business is concluded.
Though separately incorporated from the Iowa Annual Conference, the Foundation's purpose is to serve churches, individuals, boards, and agencies of this conference. Some of the areas in which we do this in providing long-term stewardship include socially responsible investment options. One of the things that we do that is not only do we invest money, but we do it in a socially responsible manner. Kevin is able, through the foundation, to provide capital campaign assistance. This may include anything from just a consultation to really implementing a full-fledged capital campaign. We also are able to provide individuals with planned giving assistance in the establishment of things such as charitable remainder trusts. As we mentioned earlier, low interest loans through the Building Fund Trust are available to churches. Certainly, if your church is looking to do an expansion project or a remodel project, please feel free to call the foundation. We also can do consultation on endowment programs, as well as providing local churches with information and seminar assistance. It's been a very good year for the Methodist Foundation, and we're proud of the accomplishments. We appreciate those of you who have utilized our services, and we certainly are looking forward to continuing that partnership into the coming years. If there is no other business before this body, I will accept a motion and second to adjourn the 2012 annual membership meeting of the Iowa United Methodist Foundation. I see a move and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? This meeting is adjourned.
Let's thank the Iowa United Methodist Foundation. Don't hesitate to call them. Your local church needs assistance. Don't hesitate to call your United Methodist Foundation. Thank you so much.